Worshipped you from now till tomorrow is nothing to move near how good you've been to us. You're so good they call you God. We thank you. Hosa celebrates you. That we have the strength to wake up this morning. We give you the praise. We thank you. Speak to us. We're not baskets that cannot retain water. We can retain wisdom. Send your word. Amen. Speak to us. Amen. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand if you believe. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Isaiah 60 is my deliberation. I want to read to you from verse 1 to verse 3. Isaiah 60. Bible says in Isaiah 60, give me the New King James Version. Arise, shine. Shine. Position, shine. And you know in this church that the word shine is the Hebrew word O-R-E. Or. Which means illuminate. Which means reflect. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In verse 2, the Bible says, for behold the darkness. Don't forget, he does not say darkness. He said the darkness. The darkness. When I tell you, you're wearing the shirt, it's different from when I tell you, you're wearing shirt. There's a the darkness that God has been speaking about. The darkness. I'm going to get there. I can't get there today. Shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. And verse 3, the Bible says, Gentiles shall come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising. In Genesis 1:16, I read that to you for a purpose. I should have read to you from verse 14, but for time. Then God made two great lights. If you are near somebody alive, tell them the two lights are great. Find a new neighbor, say the two lights are great. He didn't just make light, he made two great lights. The greater one So in comparison with one another, one is greater. The greater light rules the day. The lesser light rules the night. And it made stars also. So he doesn't want you to assume he's talking about stars. So he's talking about the sun and the moon. So he made stars also. Stars not part of the two great lights. It's the moon and the sun. Did you get that? So if you got that, I can move forward. So I don't want you to, Bible says, don't worship them because they are not God. But the two of them exist in the physical to explain a spiritual reality. The moon represents you. The sun represents God. In Psalm 84, verse 11, Psalm 84, verse 11, the Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun. He doesn't say sun is God. But that is how you describe him. He's a sun. If you notice, everything revolves around the solar system. The sun in the solar system. If you don't revolve around God, any part of the earth that is dark right now, that part turned against the sun. The sun does not go dark. The sun does not go bright. The sun is consistent. Any part that is dark right now on earth turned against the sun. Your life will be dark if you turn against the sun. Your life, the part of your life that is not illuminating God's word is the part you've not turned to God. That is why you notice that the poorest people talk about prosperity. They talk against prosperity. You can notice that the people that don't have the money, they are the ones that talk against prosperity. If you notice, the people that are going to hell are the ones that don't like to hear the message of holiness. God does not confirm your tears or your emotions. God confirms the word. And he went about with them confirming the word with signs and wonders. He doesn't confirm what you think. He confirms the word. So the word that you are hearing affects what you see every time. In Acts chapter 10, Bible reveals to us in verse 38 what Peter was preaching. He was preaching how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. And before he finished preaching the message, what happened? The Holy Ghost descended in the house of Cornelius. So if he was preaching something else would have descended. It's as if God is waiting. He sets the word above himself. When you put the word above you, it confirms the word. In James 1 verse 17, which is popular in this church, every good gift and perfect gift comes down from above, my God, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. That refers to the sun. There's no eclipse of the sun, no variableness, no shadow around the sun, no shadow. Anywhere you see shadow or darkness, the person or the place turned against the sun. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you're exposed to the word, in the name of Jesus, the light of the glorious gospel shall shine upon you. Paul says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. If I don't impart you with this knowledge, if I don't tell you this information, woe is me. You can see the urgency. You can see that what you become, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Everything you encounter in the spirit realm have battles of words. They are battles of words. He said, you've not learned Christ that way. In other words, everything I tell you is not for academic purposes. It's to change you. Endure is the word used by witches. In those days, when someone casts a spell at you, and that's the word grace, endowment, endure. When you, I'm not saying that the Greek word for grace, charis, is the Greek word for grace, but endure is one of the things, that's what we call endowment. When I cast something at you, suddenly you become something. You've seen cartoons when they cast something at human beings, or they drink something and they become robots or become something else, and they begin to destroy or defend a city. When I cast good spell, gospel, at you, Suddenly, you become something else. So, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. That thing, I'm telling you, is the power. So, when you're ready, get to the PRA and tell them you're ready, because you must believe. He said, to everyone who believes. To everyone who believes. Not people who heard. Everyone who believes. I pray in the name of Jesus. This year, I say you will sit with Jesus Christ and reign with him in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 60:19, the Bible says the sun or the moon shall no longer be your light. God, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God, your glory. My God. So we're talking about a life that the light you walk with in life is not the natural light everybody walks with. So when it's evening, you become slow in life. When it's morning, you can be fast. No, God does not dim. He does not, there's no variableness in God. Talk to me, somebody. There's no shadow of turning in God. I said the sun shall no longer be your light. Your brightness will not come from the moon. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall be your everlasting light. If you believe, you shout a bigger amen. Amen. Now, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus spoke to them again and saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me, my God, no wonder I told Peter, follow me, I will make you. If you can't follow, you can't make. He who follows me, nobody's name was put there because your name is applicable. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have, my God, the light of life. So there's a light of life. There's a life that is called light. Shall have. Put your hand on your chest and say, I will no longer walk in darkness. I will have the light of life. In the name of Jesus. Now, you need to realize that the moon is not a light. Scientists believe that moon is made out of a rock. Or rocky, shiny, illuminating thing. Please Google it after the service. What the moon does is the moon doesn't have a light source. Because it does not emit its own light. You know what is happening to human beings? They want to shine on their own. But God has not designed you to shine on your own. The moon is not a light. Google it. Don't even say Bible. Google it. The moon just reflects. That's why he said, arise, reflect. You are not the light. Your light has come. Oh my God. I'm preaching better than you're responding. The moon reflects the sun. That's what it does. How can you see the moon? How can the moon be visible? Oh, I don't know my calling. God is not talking to me anymore. Oh, I don't know why I'm here. You know why? Because you're not reflecting the light. Wake up every morning, read your Bible, pray every day, speak in tongues for 1 hour. Do what you got to do. Do everything the Bible reflects God in every aspect. And tell me you don't know what. He said, whatever your hand finds, do it. You will hear God. Is a pointer that you don't have a relationship with God. God is always talking. When I asked Dr. Murak, when he comes here to preach or we talk on phone, how are you doing, sir? He said, oh, divine conversations. divine conversation. At the beginning, I used to wonder, why is he telling me? What's the big deal? Not everyone hears God. Well, not everyone. You will see Bishop Edeko brags. Since we started this ministry, we've never lacked the gift of knowing what to do. You will see, what's the big deal? Some people, the heaven closes over them. They don't even know what to do. They have to copy somebody doing what they do to know what to do. They don't hear themselves. I pray from this service, I say your eyes will be open. Your eyes of understanding, or inner understanding, shall be illuminated with light. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Tap your neighbor, say your light has come. and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. If you notice, arise, Isaiah 60. Position. See, if you don't position in prayer, if you don't position in giving, I ask somebody, why don't you give? Because you thought if you give, that last one, that's the end. That's why you don't have. It happens to pastors. Now, wasting money is different from giving. You are investing. But if you think, God can bring this back, I laugh at you. You're talking about money? What about your life? You feel God will raise you when you die and you'll go to heaven. You believe that? That God can raise you? Have you imagined that you are in a coffin before? And you'll be buried and people will go home. And God will go to the grave. They will say, where can I hide from you? Even if I went to hell, you are there. That's somebody that has a revelation. You believe God will raise you up, but you don't believe God will raise your money up. What are you telling me? You are an unbelieving believer. You don't believe. That's where you enter problems. Not that lack of giving will put. No. At the moral behind it, you think God cannot raise it up. Oh, God will say, thou fool. How can you believe I will raise you up in the last day? And you don't believe that God can raise your money up when you sow it? You are kidding me. You are kidding me. Give it to me, somebody. Respond to me if you believe it. Why don't you pray? Why do you talk to people? You pick up the phone. You tell people. Can you imagine? But you don't talk to God. He's not your friend. He's not your friend. He's not somebody you can tell intimate things. That's why you enter trouble. Not because not praying will put you in trouble. But you don't talk to him. You tell everybody but God. And he's just looking. Since you didn't involve me, what will I do? I pray. In the name of your eyes shall be open. Amen. You will know what to do. Amen. You will hear God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Find somebody, say, arise. Position yourself. Position in fasting. Oh, every Friday, I don't eat. Your wife brings food. Sorry, sweetheart. I know you don't eat on Friday. The guests will say, you don't eat on Fridays? Yes, I don't eat on Fridays. I'm still young. I can fast. Hallelujah. Positioning. When I see how you behave this year, I know what you're positioning for. You know what young people do these days? They want big things, but their commitment is zero. No, it doesn't work. Tap your neighbor, say, I will arise. I will position this year. For your light has come. Is it possible for my light to come and I'm in darkness? Come on, I'm preaching better than you're responding to. Is it possible for my life? Is it possible for me to be thirsty and be living in water? Is it possible to attend a good church and still be in darkness? Is it possible for you to hear the best of messages when you say, wow, what did that pastor think to that side? My God. And you hear and you dust your Bible and go home and you still remain in darkness. I pray for you. There will be no darkness or shadow of turning around you. In the name of Jesus. How do I know? The glory of the Lord will rise up upon you. The way some of us are living, we can't live like that, and God's glory will rest upon us. So it starts with you changing. And in case you think I don't want you to have friends, I want you. I have friends. But change your friends. Evil communication will corrupt good manners. When I say friends, I'm not talking about those in church alone. People you mingle with every day. People you talk to on the phone. You're on fire when you come to church. Church is like your only hope. But when you get outside, people that will deflate you are waiting for you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Evil communication will not corrupt good manners. In your life, in the name of Jesus. Iron sharpeneth iron is what I read. So does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever you need to pluck out, whatever you need to take out to enter, to please God, you will do it this year. In the name of Jesus. Number two is that you don't joke with divine conversations. They're still begging you to pray. Hey, it's 12 noon. What happened? I've not prayed today. No, you'll not be like that this year. In fact, from the time you wake up, from the time your leg touches the ground, rakaba, shetiri, pa, 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 pa. You are the type that goes to the toilet in the morning. Robaka sontare, pa, pa, pa. If you are late, when you're having your bath, rabaka shetara, pa, pa, pa. Be praying. Be praying. Let that be your lifestyle. Let me say this to you. You can't pray in tongues for 1 hour and remain the same. Try it. I'm not saying it so you can agree with me. You can't pray in tongues. Even your skin will change. Try it. When Jesus was praying at the mountain of transfiguration, his visage changed. There's no way the glory of God will come. The Bible says when Jesus was born, the angels are seen, they descended, and the glory shined around. When the glory of the Lord is upon your life, you can't hide it. You remember, all Moses did was to stay with God. He didn't know his face was shining like sun. They had to cover his face. You will shine. I said there will be no darkness around you. In the name of Jesus. Number three, decisions. Do you know that indecision is a decision? Not to decide, you have decided. You just make a decision. From today, I will not do this again. Or from today, I will pray in tongues for 1 hour every morning. So when someone sees you sleeping at 8 o'clock, say, oh God, why are you sleeping at this time? What am I doing awake? Gossiping? Watching TV? No, I want to sleep an hour before I used to sleep. Why? I want to wake up. I won't start with 1 hour. I want to start with 30 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Decisions. Decisions. Your choices either make you or mar you. Your choices. So stop. Something happened yesterday. I don't want to go into it. And I said, everybody will be blaming Buhari as the president. This person is a citizen. And you are operating this way. And that's the way, if you look at your life, when we close the service, watch outside. You'll be blaming the president. Even you as a citizen, see how you are struggling for position. You stayed in church for 2.5 hours. 5 minutes to relax at the car park is problem. Just listen. In the U.S., in the first world, you will see there's no traffic warning, no traffic light. If you go, one, this person will go, this person will go. In Nigeria, everybody wants to go at once. That's why there's hold up. Everybody wants to go at once. I pray that the decision you make right now will change the next 365 days in your life in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet and let's pray. If you're going to do 30 minutes or 1 hour tomorrow, why don't you start today by doing 6 minutes? Come on, make it louder. And the glory of the Lord shall rise upon you. Arise and position. No rising, no shining. I say no rising, no shining. Don't just be telling people, oh, you have grace. This is how to have grace. This is how to have grace. The area you have grace may not be the area where you have grace, but what God has called you to do, this is how to have grace. Arise, shine. I can't hear you. You're still praying like you don't believe in prayer. Pray like your life depends on it. I can feel you there. I can feel you over there. Pray like your life depends on it. Let your faith show. Pray like you're talking to a living God. At home, I can feel you. Pray like you're talking to a God that's alive. And the glory of the Lord. When you want to be tired, you tell yourself, no, I want a certain level of glory. Is that when you pray? Shut the door. The Father will reward you openly what you've done privately. I can't hear you. If you're going to pray for 30 minutes tomorrow, why can't you do 5 minutes today? Come on. I can't hear you. Can you make it louder? Can you talk to the Father of Lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning? Forget about yourself. Forget about your neighbor. Choose a corner and begin to talk to the Lord. Say no to every distraction. Begin to talk to the Lord. The Bible says you invest in yourself, building up, brethren, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, rising up like an edifice, higher and higher. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're doing well. Can you make it deeper? You rose from your house. And what do you tell your neighbor? I want to go to church to pray. It's time to pray. Oh Lord, we thank you. Go ahead and give thanks. Go ahead and give thanks. Go ahead and give thanks. And you can give thanks in tongues also. Go ahead and give thanks. Return with a loud voice and give thanks. In the name of Jesus. A pastor, a senior friend of mine, wanted to get married in Benin years ago. He just had an unrest. What did he start to do? He started praying in tongues. When your heart begins to palpitate, just keep quiet. you tell people, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just feeling uneasy. That's the time to pray in tongues. Till the thing lets go. Till this star rises. In fact, when you hear the word, pray in tongues. To encode that thing in your spirit. The word you don't give thanks about or you don't pray about are the words that the enemy can steal from you. When you pray in tongues, the heavenly host barricade that word until this star arises in your heart. This one, you'll profit out of it. Amen. You will not be a forgetful listener. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When the man was buying fuel to go to Benin, it was around 4 p.m. He was having an uneasy thing. It's not now that they used to get many years ago, like 30 years ago. When he got to Ore, he lost the tire. When he moved, like 30 minutes after, he lost another tire. So he didn't have any extra anymore. Just after he lost another tire, he just saw a barricade on the road and just heard gunshots behind him. He looked at the mirror, he saw some people running towards him. He just bowed his head, his wife to be. Bow their head, you would have heard that the pastor was dead by now. And just found himself on the main road after like 20 minutes. They didn't stop me. I'm gone. What happened? Only for him to get to Benin. Bullets entered the tire. Guess what? Bullet bypassed the tank. Just a shave. So when he prayed in tongues, when he had an uneasy thing and he prayed in tongues, you see that God goes to seal the pothole, or when you get there, it makes you jump. And we know that all things work together. That's verse 28 of Romans 8. What happened in verse 26 of Romans 8? Bible says in verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps us. For we do not know who we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself helps us to make intercessions with groanings that cannot be uttered. Verse